We come into the midweek session with markets still very much trading around tight cluster of macro drivers, sticky inflation, elevated yields, and rising geopolitical risk, all of which continue to underpin the US dollar and cap risk appetite more broadly. In FX, the story remains one of broad-based dollar strength, reinforced by the latest hot US CPI print, which has pushed market implied inflation expectations to multi-year highs and reignited concerns that the Fed may not be done tightening. That dynamic is keeping US yields elevated and continues to pressure both G10 and emerging market currencies. The yen remains on the defensive, even as the OECD backs further normalization from the Bank of Japan, while in China, the PBOC is still leaning against yuan strength despite growing calls, including from a major U.S. bank, that the currency is materially undervalued over the medium term. In the commodity block, we've seen mixed signals with the Australian wage data steady but not accelerating, and New Zealand inflation expectations ticking higher, reinforcing a relatively hawkish bias at the margin. Turning to rates and equities, U.S. equities indices are struggling to build upside momentum in the face of rising real yields. The inflation shock is beginning to challenge the resilience of the equity rally, particularly in growth and tech, even as AI-related optimism, highlighted by NVIDIA ahead of earnings and ongoing U.S.-China engagement, continues to provide a partial offset. Still, the broader tone feels more cautious, with markets increasingly sensitive to any data that reinforces the higher-for-longer narrative. In commodities, the focus is squarely on energy and geopolitics. Oil prices remain volatile, with the market closely tracking developments around the Strait of Hormuz, where Iran is reportedly restored most of its missile capacity. The fact that even isolated shipping movements are now market-moving headlines underscores just how fragile the situation is. This geopolitical risk premium is feeding directly into inflation expectations and, by extension, into rates and FX. Meanwhile, gold has failed to capitalize on the risk backdrop, weighed instead by the stronger dollar and higher yields, even as structural demand narratives ranging from central bank buying to policy shifts like India's tariff adjustments remain intact. Finally, from a macro political lens, attention turns to the upcoming Trump-Xi engagement, with trade reform once again in focus. Expectations for a breakthrough remain low, but any shift in tone could have meaningful implications for global risk sentiment and currency markets. That's all for now.